It's 86 degrees at 6:04. I'm Alba Lara with WBEZ News. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is denouncing the Trump administration's mass deportations expected this weekend. Durbin says the president is, quote, trying to create fear among the population. WBEZ's Blair Paddock has more.
Earlier today, Durbin met with activists in Albany Park to hear stories of immigrants who are preparing for ICE raids.
One young woman who spoke to us here, a high school student, could barely say the words about how she felt in fear for her parents and for the rest of her family.
Durbin says he'll be at rallies this weekend to express solidarity with immigrants. Ruth Lopez McCarthy is with the National Immigrant Justice Center. She says people have the right to maintain silent if approached by ICE, and they don't have to answer their doors unless officials have a judicial warrant. The ICE office in Chicago did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Blair Paddock, WBEZ News.
Singer R. Kelly is being held on bail for new federal sex crime charges. He was arrested last night outside Trump Tower in Chicago after a federal grand jury handed down a 13-count indictment. The charges include child pornography, sexual exploitation of children, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and obstruction of justice. The federal charges come on top of 18 counts of sexual assault and abuse he's already facing in Cook County. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors in New York have also charged Kelly in a sweeping racketeering indictment. Those charges allege that he recruited underage girls and took them across state lines for sex. Kelly's attorney says the singer looks forward to his day in court and, quote, the truth coming out. Illinois officials have fixed the problem with the unemployment benefits program that delayed checks to about 29,000 people. Claimants may again file new claims or certify their unemployment status online. Recipients who certify their claims on Monday should receive their checks by Friday. That's about 2 days late. Those unable to file new claims should do so now. In sports, Cubs beat the Pirates 4-3 at Wrigley. White Sox begin a three-game series against the A's in Oakland tonight. I'm Alba Lara, WBEZ News.
Support for NPR.